Buff Nation!
Let's go!
Welcome into DMVR Buffs Primetime. We are presented by Illegal Pete's. Stop by any of their 10 Colorado locations from 3 to 6 p.m. every day for their happy hour. Jake Schwanitz, RK here. How are we doing, man?
I'm great. I could go for some Illegal Pete's right now.
Yeah, I've got some in the fridge from yesterday. maybe you could just take another trip, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what a day. In Buff Nation, just like all the other days, the other 60-some days leading up to this.
Yes, they are. They're all great days to be Buffs.
They are great days. Today, we actually got a callback to the great days of the Buffs.
Amen.
And the news of the day, Coach Prime and Coach Mac have met. There is the picture. the great Bill McCartney, the best coach in CU history, standing next to possibly the next best coach in CU history.
Yes, and in a one of the photos that came out, I thought I saw the famous Deion Jr. camera in there. So I'm hoping that we get some video because we've seen pictures. Yes. I'm thinking that next well-off video will have some of the interaction between Coach Prime and the great Bill McCartney. And sadly, I'm sure a lot of our listeners don't know this, but Bill McCartney suffers from Alzheimer's. So just the fact that he was out there at Folsom today and was able to meet Coach Prime, who I guarantee you at any point in his life, Bill McCartney would have absolutely loved this hire for the Colorado Buffaloes. So I'm really happy that he's in, you know, condition to be able to go and meet Coach Prime. And I'm hoping that, you know, they got to have some cool conversations.
We don't have a video of him meeting Coach Prime yet, but we do have a video from our 1,000th episode.
Ah, yes.
When Charles Johnson was on the show, and he talked about some interesting parallels between Coach Prime and Coach Mac. Kale, if you want to throw that up.
Now, I'm going to trip you out with this now, RK. I really believe they are, through my lens and my experience, they are so similar.
Ooh, I love that. Wow.
They are really so similar. And of course, on the face of it, you would say absolutely not. You got this, you know, sort of middle-aged African-American guy that, you know, that's bling and all about that. And then you have this, you know, older now a senior and white guy who was out of the school of Bo Schembechler at the University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
How could it be that these two guys are similar? They are extremely similar to me. One, they are unfiltered with respect to expressing their faith.
Yeah.
Right? And I've always said, Bill McCartney was this combination of God and gangster. Right? Now, you're telling me Prime is not the combination of God and gangster.
That's perfect.
Packaged differently.
Yep.
But really the same, you know, just authentic. Like it or not, they're going to be controversial. They're going to say controversial things. They're going to turn some folks off. But they are completely committed to the success of their football program and winning football. And they love the young men that they coach.
Combination of God and gangsta. That is from our 1,000th episode. I've seen people asking in the chat.
I believe it was December 7th.
December 7th, 2022.
And you can just plug in Charles Johnson DNVR into YouTube, and that one will pop up. I know because I did it this morning to get that clip out on our socials. It was a great interview with Charles Johnson, a great hangout with him, and I loved that he brought that up because it was something that I alluded to a little bit, but I also led him into that by saying, you know, they don't seem like people who would be compared, and one of the things that he didn't mention that I actually had followed up right after with was Bill McCartney was never too egotistical to think that he could hire someone smarter than him to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that Coach Prime is the same way. I know everyone else that isn't, you know, involved in this or knows Coach Prime thinks that he's all ego. But someone who is all ego wouldn't have gone to Alabama to try to get Charles Kelly.
Right.
Wouldn't have gone to Kent State to try and pry away the head coach of Kent State to come be his offensive coordinator, because I think Coach Prime knows that there's always someone out there who can help you in these areas. And Bill McCartney was the exact same way. He knew that he was very good at bringing in players, and he was very good at motivating them once they got here. And I think he undersold his football knowledge, which Coach Prime's not going to do because right. he doesn't need to.
He can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. But he also felt that he could always bring in people who could help him. And Coach Prime, obviously, from day one, has said, we're going to bring the best staff here. He doesn't worry about someone else being a head coach or how they're going to act or they're going to try and override him. No, he just wants the best guys in here, best idea. It doesn't matter whose idea it is. If it's a good idea, it's a good idea. And that's actually how Andy Reid is as well. That just made me think of Andy Reid lets anyone on his coaching staff at any time propose a play. If you're quality control, you can come in and say, hey, I think this might be a good idea. That's how, you know, the Chiefs end up running all those crazy plays.
Right.
I hate it, but
me too.
It is. It works a lot of times for them. And the, you know, having that sort of working environment, I think is really, really, really important to make sure everyone feels heard and everyone feels like, you know, they're empowered to do what they were brought here to do.
Great points. We'll talk a bit more about Coach Sean Lewis here in a bit. But one of my takeaways from this is just another example of Coach Prime embracing CU's culture.
Yes.
And it's been something he's done quite a bit of ever since he was announced as the head coach. And I could just imagine Coach Prime walking in, seeing Bill McCartney and him getting super excited, you know, walking up to him a little tender, like, sir, how are you? You know what I mean? Like, I can envision this. And he is just doing all he can to embrace CU's culture, embrace the history of the program, because he's trying to get this team back to those heights.
Yeah, it's something that I don't even think haters, I don't have to use that word here. I think a lot of people, even CU fans who love Coach Prime, maybe didn't expect that.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Darian Hagan has been kind of empowered in a position to make sure that there is a bridge between the current Colorado Buffaloes and the former Colorado Buffaloes. And so it's great that this connection exists. But I also think that it is important, no matter where you are, to embrace where you are.
Yep.
Embrace, you know, the glory days. Embrace the players who, you know, made the black and gold mean something. Embrace the city, which in the state, yeah, which Coach Prime has done at a high level. And I remember seeing someone tweet out shortly after he was hired, like, yeah, Coach Prime might land some recruits in Boulder, but he's never going to set foot in a Colorado high school. And I guarantee you that will be wrong. He knows exactly what this job entails and what he needs to do to make sure he's successful here, and he's going to do it all.
And he's already starting, I think you can say. When you look at his recruiting, you go back to, we talked about trying to pull up these old classes from Coach McCartney. I was only really able to find details from the 92 class, which was absolutely stacked.
Yeah.
Rashawn Salaam, yep, future Heisman Trophy winner.
2,000-yard rusher.
Yep.
In a season.
Coy Detmer.
Yep. Coy Detmer, last Colorado quarterback to be drafted.
Yes.
But beast, set all the records when he was here.
And holds still like second, I think, on the single season records.
Yep.
Ray Carruth,
who obviously had some horrible things off the field, but first round draft pick.
Yep. Heath Irwin.
Beast.
Shannon Clavelle.
Shannon Clavelle. Beast. Chris Naoli.
Thank you.
Beast.
Matt Russell.
And Matt Russell, Butkus Award winning Matt Russell.
Yes. Thank you for helping me out.
Yes, I got you. I mean, Coach McCartney could recruit.
Yep.
Big time. And I know I mentioned it before, but like, you guys should go watch The Gospel According to Mac. It's an interesting story about a complex man in Bill McCartney. And it's certainly not, I wouldn't call it a puff piece by any stretch of the mind. And it gets into the good and the bad, but really gives you a look into how he made Colorado great. And it was all recruiting. You know, he's telling the story of how he goes into Darian Hagan's house in South Central LA. And, you know, he says, well, what kind of neighborhood is this, to his mom? And she's like, well, it's a Crip neighborhood. And he had, at the time, was committed to Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
He said, is your son really going to come back home wearing all of his red Nebraska gear? And she was like, I had not thought of that. You're going to Colorado.
That's amazing.
But just, you know, some of those stories are insane. Or him you know, he stops the car as they're pulling over the hill coming into Boulder on Highway 36. And he says, I would bring recruits here and just say, like, you'd have to lose a bet to want to go to Lincoln, Nebraska, or Norman, Oklahoma, after you've seen this view. And just, you know, he made Colorado a destination. And that is absolutely what, in short order, Deion Sanders has already done.
And I think just another plug for the gospel according to Mac, it touches on a lot of issues that people have been asking about this regime, which is Coach Prime bringing in a lot of mostly black football players from predominantly black areas of the country to Colorado. And it brilliantly breaks that down, how Coach Mac was able to do that. And we've already seen Coach Prime not even really have an issue with that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, thankfully, there's been a lot of progress, I think, especially within the student body, in diversity, one, but also just in acceptance. And I hope that is true, because obviously it'll be up to the players who come here to speak on that. But I really think that that is not going to be an issue in Boulder, Colorado.
No.
And that Coach Prime is going to create a community around these guys that make them feel at home. And you've already seen him going out of his way, even just like with cuisine, you know, with making sure they've got a good barber on campus and stuff like that. You know, he's going to make sure that these guys feel at home and are taken care of. And it's not going to work out for everyone. You know, like, there will be guys who say, hey, you know, this isn't a fit for me. And that happens everywhere. But, you know, it's something we'll have to understand. But at the same time, it's, I feel like I've already seen a cultural shift in Boulder because of Coach Prime. And I think that that's only going to grow and grow over time.
For sure. My next question, can Coach Prime bring CU back to the heights Coach Mac had the Buffs at, if he hasn't already started to do that?
Well, those heights are a national championship.
Right.
And that is competing for a national championship just about year in, year out for a solid stretch of time. So I think the answer is, he can get them to competing. And it has nothing to do with Coach Prime and more to do with the state of college football, that at this point, it would be hard for me to say that the Buffs are going to beat Alabama or Georgia for a national title. Now, I've said it once, I'll say it again. I feel like every time I try to lower my expectations for Coach Prime, he blows them out of the water. Right. So if he blows that one out of the water, I will be forever grateful. But I think that absolutely I'm on par with Joel Klatt, who says the Buffs will be competing for a spot in the college football playoff as soon as next year. It's just that the domination that exists in the SEC with Alabama and Georgia, and the level of player that they are able to get always, and they have been for years and years and years, makes it really difficult. But I think we'll be in the conversation.
Love to hear it. All right, great topic to start off this show. Now I'm going to tell you all about our friends over at Jive Hive, which is a virtual dispensary on wheels, offers convenient low pricing, convenience in that they can deliver to wherever you are, no matter what your profession is. They also offer the privacy and security for those deliveries. Also, if you're partying at home, maybe you want some weed, some pickup from the dispensary, well, you don't even have to get in your car. Drive Hive will deliver it to you. Just visit jivehive.com. That's J-I-V-E-H-Y-V-E.com. And get your order delivered the same day or schedule a delivery window. We'll be there to say hi. Head over to jivehive.com and enter your address to find out if Jive Hive can deliver to your door. They are now serving in Aurora, Greenwood Village, Monument, Fountain, and various areas of El Paso County. That's J-I-V-E-H-Y-V-E.com. Also, shout out to the homies at Illegal Pete's. Illegal Pete's has an endless option of fresh ingredients that can fit almost any diet or dietary restriction. As I mentioned off the top, 10 Colorado locations, happy hour, 3 to 6 p.m. every day. Illegal Pete's is always our go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beer. I'm sure we'll be back very, very soon. All right.
People are pounding the table in the comments to hear about this recruiting weekend.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. The names have been out of control. Out of control. Steve Wiltfong of 247 Sports posted an article today with 20-some names in there. The CU Barstool account posted a picture of all the recruits that they've been able to find. It's 20 some, and then at the bottom it says plus many more. It's insane. I don't want to go through the whole list. I'll tell you right now, though, I will be posting something on thednbr.com within the next 24 hours or so. That is our own list, kind of breaking down each recruit that will be visiting this weekend.
Cannot wait.
Cannot wait. So, yeah, the lists are out there if you want to find them, but we have some interesting guys that I want to talk about. First one, Kavion Thunderbird, Ryan.
Let's go.
I forgot about him yesterday since we went through 14 names ourselves yesterday.
How could you miss the best name on the list, Jake?
I know. I messed up. I'm sorry. But we're just in time, though, because he's announcing his commitment tomorrow.
And he's visiting this weekend?
I don't know if he's visiting this weekend.
Okay.
He visited ASU last Friday. He had a top five that included the buff, so.
This is a must-have for me.
Yeah, just on the name alone?
I can't not have someone named Kavion Thunderbird. Like, that's just unacceptable. Imagine the black and gold jersey with Thunderbird across the back.
Amazing.
That is incredible. And he actually looks like a baller, and he plays a position that I think is a position of need.
Yep. So, Tennessee, Arizona State, Colorado, Purdue, Oregon.
Solid list there.
Not bad.
So that reads like a 4-star list, not a 3-star list.
It does for sure. But anyways, he is a 3-star linebacker. He is the 69th ranked linebacker in this class.
Just the hits keep on coming.
They keep on coming. He's committing tomorrow on 247sports.com. They're going to be doing their recruiting show tomorrow. He is committing at 3:30 p.m. our time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 p.m. for the folks out in Jackson.
So we'll have the news live on the show.
Yes.
We'll make sure that we have a line into what's going on there, and we'll know immediately if he's going to be a buff or not.
Yep. And it's at a position of need. We've singled out linebacker as a position that could use some more attention. Maybe we'd prefer a transfer, but the name brand.
Speaking of transfers, the name that came up yesterday at the end of the show, Demoy Kennedy.
Yes. Tell us.
Looks like a beast.
He does look like a beast.
Suffered a knee injury early in the season last year at Alabama. And, you know, that held him out. It might be one of the reasons why he's even available to get right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you put Demoy Kennedy, a former 5-star, I believe, next to Levante Bentley, and all of a sudden I'm feeling a hell of a lot better the linebacking group there. Still wasn't able to find if there's any relation to Kanoy Kennedy.
I haven't found it either. But a transfer that would make a massive impact. He is actually on my guy, Samad's top 10 updated most desired players list.
Oh, there you go.
He's firmly at number 5 there. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
We're talking about him for a reason. Next guy I want to talk to you about. Are you familiar with, you are very familiar with the former head football coach Mike McIntyre, right?
I am quite familiar with Mike McIntyre.
He has a nephew.
He does.
His name is George McIntyre.
Interesting. I believe that was Mike McIntyre's father's name, who was also a coach.
He is the cousin of former CU wide receiver Jay McIntyre.
Jay Mac, yep.
So George McIntyre has been offered by CU.
Okay.
He is a 2025 4-star quarterback. 247 Sports currently has him listed as the number 2 quarterback in that class.
Wow. That's crazy because what's his size?
6'5", 178.
It's so crazy because Jay Mac, who played wide receiver at CU, was a quarterback in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Just far too small to play quarterback at the next level. And so he made the switch to wide receiver, and I actually thought he did a pretty nice job at that position. Then there was another one, a younger brother, who also was a quarterback in high school, who also didn't have the size. So when I heard that, I'm like, he's got to be undersized. 6'5".
Yeah.
With that lineage, impressive.
Very impressive. He is already a highly desired player, has 19 offers. The CU one just came through, so up to 20, I guess. Included in this list, Auburn, Florida State, Louisville, Miami, Michigan, Ole Miss, Pitt, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Virginia Tech.
Wow.
He's stacking them.
Is CU just going to be the home for anyone, any coach's son?
It just
coach's
might
son
be.
You?
I mean, where else would you rather send your son if you're a former coach?
Right. I mean, because you have, obviously, Shador.
Yep.
But then you have Caleb Mathis, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have, we are thinking, I'm blanking on his name, the former Florida State coach's son. Willie Taggart's son.
Oh, yes. He visited a few weeks ago. Haven't heard anything yet, yep. though.
Crazy, though.
Very crazy.
And obviously, it would say a lot about what Mike McIntyre thinks about Boulder and Colorado if he gave, you know, not necessarily his blessing, right. but you assume if George McIntyre came here, it would be endorsed at the very least yep. by Mike.
Yes, for sure. All right, guys, get your questions in now. Also, hit that thumbs up button. Let's talk about Sean Lewis, because you talked about him a bit earlier, and...
Real quick, Lawrence in the comments said, "CU, I believe CU just offered Cole Leinart, son of Matt Leinart. Matt Leinart has a son that's going to be playing college football soon.
That is ridiculous to me.
Oh, man.
He is a 2026 quarterback. Pulling up his Twitter page now.
If he balls, he'll have a CU offer soon enough.
Do you know where he plays high school?
Modern day.
Wow, great guess.
Thank you.
Amazing guess. yeah, I'm scrolling through here to see his offers. Got one from, oh, that's just from Modern Day High School. He got one from Tennessee. He's got one from Miami.
Well, if they haven't offered yet, they will soon, I'm sure.
Another name to watch out for.
That is crazy, man. I realize it's been a long time since Matt Leinart played, but it doesn't feel like it's been that long.
No. That's a player I grew up watching.
Yeah, same.
Crazy. Sean Lewis, though, had the pregame show video.
Mm-hmm.
And the most interesting thing that I grabbed from that, he talked about how he became CU's offensive coordinator and said that when Coach Prime called him, they actually didn't even have a relationship before that.
Yep. And it's interesting because Coach Prime actually talked about this on the Pat McAfee show. And what he said is, it's all about relationships. And if I don't have a personal relationship with someone that I'm bringing in, it's because someone that I deeply, deeply trust does have a relationship with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, pass that along to me. So Coach Prime hired Sean Lewis on the recommendation of someone. And you have to imagine that someone has to have the utmost trust for Coach Prime, because it's not just his success or failure at Colorado. Mm-hmm. It's also Shador's success or failure
right.
at Colorado, which we are very confident will be success. But a lot of it is riding on the shoulders of the plays that are called by Sean Lewis. And I just wish I could know. I thought he was about to say it in that video, who recommended him. I want to know who recommended him.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out at some point.
Yeah.
But a lot of CU's biggest names have been involved. Talk about Jeremy Bloom.
Yep.
Obviously, Rick George was very involved. I mean, Coach Prime's football network, I don't think, knows any bounds.
No.
So this connection could have come from anywhere. I love that comment from Don Juan. Cole Leinart x Dylan Edwards equals Matt Leinart x Reggie Bush.
Would they have enough overlap time if he's a 26?
They would
guy?
Have 1 year if Dylan stayed all four.
There you go. We'll right? have the...
26. Yep.
The Bush push, the Edwards push doesn't quite have the same ring no. to it.
Well, maybe Reggie Bush has a son coming up and then see
I
you can get behind that.
I would not doubt that at all.
Okay. Next video I want to talk about is the well-off video from yesterday titled The Prime Rules from January 24th. The boys are working.
You want to know what the most notable thing for me or the most noticeable thing for me in that video was?
What's that?
Absolutely no dress code violations in yep. that weight room.
Lots of black socks I saw.
Everyone had black socks. Everyone wearing the same shirt. I actually thought some guys' shirts were different colored. No, those guys were just sweating a little yep. bit more than the other guys.
Going to my point, they are working.
Yes, they are.
They're getting ready. Also, I think I have a little nugget here. Let me pull it up. Okay, so fans interested in the spring game, you may want to keep Saturday, April 22nd open.
Ooh, is that a scoop?
A little scoop.
A Swanee scoop?
It's not official. Okay. I'm just saying.
Set it aside.
Set that date aside.
What was it again?
Saturday, April 22nd.
Sounds good to me.
Very good to me also.
Yep. Maybe the people will flock in for April 20th.
There you go.
Stay around
there
you for go. April 22nd.
That sounds like a weekend. Isn't Mike McIntyre coaching somewhere? Where is he coaching?
Yeah, he is. He's the defensive coordinator, defensive backs coach. I want to say FIU, but that's a guess.
He was head coach there, wasn't he?
Let's find out. Maybe he's head coach.
Okay, anyways, chat, I need your guys' help here. What are the names of the girls, the new trainers that have come through via Jackson State to Colorado? They've been in a handful of videos to this point.
He is the head coach.
There you go.
Of FIU. And his given name is George, as someone just pointed out in the comments.
There you go. Interesting. So, yeah, chat, if you can help us out and get the names of those girls who are going to be trainers for Coach Prime again, I think that just also shows what Coach Prime is about, which is family and just keeping his people together.
And also just people. He's about people.
Yep.
Like, straight up, he really is. It's not just the players that he wanted to come from Jackson State. And I thought it was really cool seeing just how excited they were to be at Colorado. But they got the facilities tour just like if they were a five-star recruit, you know, and they're hooking them up with gear in, you know, the training room and all that. So that was really, really cool to see. Mm-hmm.
Brandon, game time tickets are legit.
How do you feel about the dress code for workouts?
I don't mind it. I mean, I think of it as me. If I were a player there, I just wear what I'm supposed to wear.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not a big deal.
I think it's an interesting peer into the idea of just like you are a team always.
Right.
And that I think if I was a player, I would be annoyed by it, to be honest. And maybe that's why I'm not a player. But you don't realize at that time that it's like you have to be together in everything that you do.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be pretty upset if I was the player thrown out of a January workout for just wearing the wrong color socks.
Just wear the right color socks, Jake.
Exactly. Just wear the right color socks. Now he knows. Do you think that player is going to do that again?
I don't think I don't think anyone's going to do it again.
They all might as well just burn their white socks for what it's worth at this point.
Unless it's a white socks day.
Yes.
I don't know if that's an option.
Well, maybe the equipment office can help you out in that regard.
Exactly.
Okay. Next, I'm going to tell you guys about our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook. Where it is conference championship weekend, four teams, two games. The NFL season is winding down, but there is no better place to bet than at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And right now, new customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly if you bet on the conference title games. You can also step up your same-game parlays up to 100% with their odds boost. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code DMVR. New customers can bet $5 on the conference championship and get $200 in free bets instantly only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DMVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Also, shout out to our guys, Bacchus and Shanker. Bacchus and Shanker are here to win for Colorado families that have been helping those in Colorado for more than 25 years. Best part about them is they are free to speak with, no upfront fee to speak with about your case, no fee while they work on your case, and no fee unless they win your case. Bacchus and Shanker have won over $1 billion for their clients. Bacchus and Shanker helps with all kinds of injury cases where you weren't at fault, car accidents, motorcycle, rideshare, pedestrians, trucks. We can even help you if you're injured at work. Maybe they can help you if you wear white socks to a team workout.
Or just the wrong socks. Yes. I don't think that Coach Prime is actually anti-white socks.
Call them at 222-2222 to find out if you have a case. For free, Box and Shanker wins.
There a lot is. Of people chimed in with names of the trainers, but there were conflicting reports, so we're just going to have to make sure we get it right.
We'll figure them out at some point.
Also, someone chimed in and said Mike Zimmer is the one who recommends the coaches. That was going to be my guess, honestly, as to who recommended Sean Lewis.
Yeah.
Just being up there in the north.
Right.
But... we'll find out for ourselves.
Yeah, we'll find out soon enough.
I think Sean Lewis should be on this show as well.
He should be. Add him to the list.
Yes.
Okay. Little.
Oh,
bit.
One more thing. Sorry, I keep interrupting you.
No, you're fine.
The uniforms.
What about them?
In workouts and all that. in practice and everyone looking the same. I also think goes to some of Coach Prime's philosophy on NIL.
Yes.
And again, you know, I without sharing the details, because I don't know if that's exactly true, but what I have heard is that Coach Prime does not want any player thinking that they are different because of this or that NIL deal that they got from the school. Of course, guys are going to be able to go and secure the bag in any way they want when it comes to outside deals. But I think it's just a really important thing that Coach Prime preaches. Everyone is the same mm-hmm. on this team. Everyone is equal on this team.
Yep. If you see either your Travis Hunters, your Shadors, your Carmani McLean's wearing the black socks, damn it, you better be wearing the black socks.
And if you're Travis or Shador and you don't, you know, they would get kicked out as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. We're moving a bit quick today, so let's get some questions from Keith. Liquid Death again, boys. Yep, bury it alive. This is my favorite one. Delicious.
I'm big on severed lime.
Yeah, that box got absolutely murdered last week.
Perfect name for Liquid Death.
Yes.
Yeah, Liquid Death is legit.
They are. From Zach, will Shador be off to the NFL after this season? It's probably 50-50, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. You've got Caleb Williams as... I wouldn't say the obvious number one, but the likely number
He's
one.
He's going to be number one.
Drake May after that.
Yep.
And I believe there's one other name out there that people are really high on going into next year.
Well, I know Penix is going to be someone I'm watching for sure.
For sure. And so will that stop Shador if he has an amazing season from going to the NFL? Absolutely not. But there is another world where he says, okay, well, I'll play one more year with my dad in Boulder. You know, we'll go... win big.
Yeah.
You know, obviously 2024 is the year that everyone's talking about for being the year for Colorado. And then maybe I'm a top one quarterback prospect going into the next year.
Some interesting names in this next class. Spencer Rattler, JJ McCarthy, Jordan Travis. Quinn Ewers is technically eligible. He would need a massive season though. Bo Nix is, although we don't think he's that high. KJ Jefferson's an intriguing name also.
Yep.
So it's going to be a stat class.
Certainly possible, though, because if he does what I think he's going to do, the eyes will be on him.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Next question, Kale, from VHF. With all the new players coming to see you, how many games next year do you think it will take for the team to gel? I think that's an underrated aspect about all this, and it's something I was worried about for the Broncos coming into this year. All these new pieces, all these new coaches, how quickly do they gel?
Better be quick.
Yep.
Better be quick.
Yep.
Of course, you have to acknowledge the fact that it might not be quick, but I think all the work that they're doing now and through spring football and going into the summer and fall camp is going to go a long way. But, hey, I know Coach Prime is going to be preaching it to him. Like, he says it all the time. We're going to win now. But, like, there is no time to gel.
Yep.
You got to gel week one.
Mm-hmm.
And you can afford to lose week one.
Sure.
And then... what you can afford to lose ends right then and there. Because
right.
We cannot afford to lose to Nebraska.
No.
And we certainly cannot afford to lose to Colorado State either. Now, and I don't think they will. But that's, I just assume the message from Coach Prime is there is no gelling.
Mm-hmm.
The gelling better be done now.
Yeah, this is the time. The spring game is the time to gel.
Yep.
So we'll see. Nicholas, our guy, asking, did you guys see the all-black jerseys with all gold numbers like the Saints?
I did not see that, but... music to my ears.
Yep. Can't wait.
Like I said, he's going to lean into the gold because the gold,
for sure.
In the words of Coach Mathis, the gold is the tribute.
Yep. The black is for
the funeral.
The funeral.
But the gold is what really catches people's eye.
Yep. Super chat from Sparky Buff. Hey,
let's
man.
Go.
To all the new Buffs fans out there, I would encourage you to watch the ESPN 30 for 30, The Gospel According to Mac. And I echo that sentiment.
For sure.
Great piece of media. 406 goalie. I love this question. Am I crazy? But I have Sean Lewis. But Sean Lewis makes me feel that if Prime leaves in 3 to 4 years, Lewis is Prime head coaching candidate to continue Prime's culture. I actually think we've talked about this. It might be the other way around. I think Coach Lewis will leave before Coach Prime.
It's very possible. I hope not because I like this timeline better. I'm a huge Sean Lewis fan. And so... I hope it doesn't happen, but I think he could leave as soon as next season.
Yep.
And you couldn't blame him. He left a head coach job to come here because he believed it would help his chances to be a bigger head coach later.
Yeah.
And if that happens, it means great things happened this year.
For sure. I mean, if he gets the offense anywhere close to where they were finishing for at Kent State, or top five in terms of yards per game, points per game, pace of play.
Plays per game, yeah.
He is going to be not one of, maybe the biggest coaching candidate for Power 5 schools this next year if he has a good season.
I agree.
Next question from Miko. Do you think CU will get an in-home visit with Harbor? Who's to say that didn't happen last week when Coach Brew was visiting D.C.?
Not me. I feel like they're behind the eight ball big time with this one.
Yeah.
But like I said the other day, he was thinking about us.
Yep.
That's all we can ask for.
Yep. Still got a week. We'll see. It'll be interesting. From Sterling, have you all seen the new offers? Which ones? I've been trying to retweet as many as I can as they come across, but there are a lot.
Well, and we didn't necessarily talk enough maybe about some of the visitors who are coming in this weekend.
Should I pull it up?
Yeah. At least get through the four and five stars.
Okay. Do we want to answer this one before?
So sure. I can
pull this up.
Robert says, will Coach Prime be able to make CU into an SEC team in the Pac-12? Certainly what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
The number one place, and I know it was mentioned in the comments earlier, like, is the trenches. If he can get SEC-level linemen to Colorado, well, then it's game over.
Mm-hmm.
Because even Utah, who is, you know, beating everyone by being stronger than them, isn't bringing in that caliber of player. We're talking five-star offensive and defensive linemen. So if he can do that, sky's the limit.
For sure. I think you got to be the next Utah or next Oregon first, though, before you become the next SEC school.
For sure.
So those are the steps. All right. There's a lot of names. We're doing all five and four stars?
Do it.
All right. Here we go then. Five-star wide receiver Ryan Wingo, the number three wide receiver in the 2024 class.
Shout out to, by the way, Barstool Colorado for compiling this list.
Yep. It's where this is from. I've retweeted it also. Five-star Nasir Wyatt. He's the number four edge in the 2025 class. Five-star running back Jordan Davison, the number one running back in 2025.
Let me stop you there.
Okay.
More five stars on campus this weekend than Colorado had ever gotten in the entire, or actually the same amount, yep, in the entire pre-Coach Prime era.
Yep.
Three ever before Travis Hunter and Cormani McClain.
Mm-hmm.
Three visiting this weekend.
Yep. And that's not even naming Ellis Robinson, who's the number one cornerback in next year's class, who they are definitely in on.
Yep.
So that's three guys. Those are all the five stars.
Okay.
There are a lot of four stars. Four-star offensive tackle Brandon Baker, number one offensive tackle in the 24 class.
Modern day, open the pipeline.
Yep, there you go. Four-star cornerback Jet White, number four cornerback in the 25 class.
Gotta four-star
safety Jaden Hudson, number three safety in the 25 class. Four-star wide receiver Philip Bell, number six wide receiver in the 25 class. Four-star linebacker Kingston Villiamu Asa, number seven linebacker.
Solid effort.
Thank you. I'm assuming in the 24 class. Number four, or four-star athlete Lamison Waller, number nine athlete in the 25 class. Four-star wide receiver Xavier Jordan. I don't know which class these are in. It just says number 11 wide receiver. I'm assuming 24. And then four-star tight end Kylan Fox.
Yeah,
he was the tight end who was supposed to visit a few weeks ago. He's coming for junior day now. Number 10 athlete in the 24 class. Four-star edge Danny Okoye. Number 14 edge, I'm assuming 24 class. Four-star athlete Nate Frazier.
Any relation to Christian Okoye?
I mean, what do you want me to do here? Four-star athlete Nate Frazier. Number 25 athlete, assuming 24. Four-star cornerback Isaiah Rubin, number 17 cornerback. Four-star athlete Jawan Johnson, number 27 athlete. Four-star athlete Miles Lockhart, number 12 athlete. Four-star.
How many more do you have?
Three more. Four-star defensive lineman. I told you there were a lot.
I know.
Four-star defensive lineman Deontre Robinson, number 20 defensive lineman. Four-star wide receiver Jason Robinson, the number 33 wide receiver, current USC commit. And four-star athlete Boo Carter, number 32 athlete. I believe he also plays safety, 2024.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Okay. Really quick, because I just saw someone post the no-fly zone. So a lot of people are talking about the no-fly zone.
Yeah.
As a name for Travis. and Cormani. That obviously was the name of the secondary for the Broncos.
Greatest defense of all time.
In our humble opinions, at least greatest secondary of all time.
Yep.
I don't want to use that again.
Me either. I like CBU.
How about this, though? I'm stealing this from a guy in the Madden League who nicknamed his secondary. And it's along the same lines, and I love it. The don't try zone.
Yes.
Isn't that fire?
Yes.
Because you could play off the no-fly zone, but it's I think it's even swaggier.
Mm-hmm. DTZ.
The don't try zone.
Yep.
Let's make it a thing.
Let's do it. All right.
That's all we got?
That's all we got.
Any more questions, Kale?
Not really.
Okay, cool. Let's try to get to 200 likes before we finish this show.
Yeah, for sure. Friday, we are going to be live, of course, but we're going to be at the Breck Brew House or Breck Farmhouse, right?
Yes, going down to the Breck Farmhouse on Friday. The whole DNVR squad, I'm sure a lot of people that watch the show don't even know that we have several other shows.
Yep.
But Nuggets, Avs, Rockies, Broncos, Buffs, even Rams doing a show that day.
Actually, no Rams show. We are doing a draft pod that day.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So, yes.
Draft pod that day. So, the whole DNVR crew will be out at Breck from 11 to 6. If you're in town, you want to come hang out. The Breck Farmhouse is sick.
It is. It's amazing.
Legitimately sick. It's great food there, great beer, obviously. Cool places to hang out. So, come hang out with us, and we'll have plenty of time to hang out if you guys want to come down and talk Buffs.
And if you come down and say hi and that you're part of the DNVR kind of trip, don't you get 10% off your bill?
You do get 10% off if you're mentioned DNVR with your bill.
Someone said that we missed their question above. Okay.
There's so many. It's hard for Kale to keep up.
214 likes, though.
There we go. We hit it.
Love to see that. People really enjoyed the Rob J content yesterday.
Everyone loves Rob J.
Yeah.
What a guy.
What a guy.
True legend. Now we just we got to work on Bucky, Darius,
Shador, Shiloh,
the entire coaching staff. I want all of them. Especially seeing some of these deep pregame show videos and just getting a little glimpse into these guys' personalities. I feel like a lot of them would have a good time on the set with us.
PD Swag, we found your question. How good do you think the Buffs defense will be next year? I could see our D line feasting on QBs with coverage in the secondary being so good.
I mean, speaking of the no-fly zone, that's what they did.
Yep.
You put them in press man damn near every play. You delay the quarterback, right, because the wide receivers can't get off the line and can't work themselves open. And in their case, they had Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware chasing after the quarterbacks, which is slightly different, than Jordan Dominick and whoever else.
Taylor Upshaw.
Yeah, exactly. Your guy. But at the same time, if you can cover and man, if you can cover – with your outside corners that well, you will rack up sacks.
Yep, coverage sacks.
Shane Cokes, too.
Yep.
Hopefully
they will, Marshawn Nealon.
They're getting to the quarterback.
Yes, that's the plan.
I can assure you of that. And honestly, what pass rushing prospect wouldn't look at the guys on the outside and say, I want to go play with them? Like, if they know ball, they're going to be like, if Cormani and Travis are shutting it down out there, I'm going to rake in sacks.
Yep. Yep. Smart football players know. Jay Beeman, what's the best way to help financially? Donating to NIL or buying gear? Well, you could always donate to the Bus for Life NIL Collective, which goes directly to the football team, or you could buy gear.
I would say definitely the NIL Collective would be more helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Buying gear is also sick, too.
Yes.
And you can help us out by buying gear.
For sure, at the DMVR Locker, or
DMVRlocker.com. There you go.
SCO Time shirts eventually, guys. We will let you know when they are back. I've been getting lots of questions about those. Does CU stream the spring game? Super chat from Sean.
It's never going to end.
It's not going to end. Not Buffs related. How do you guys feel about Helton Hall of Fame snub? Some baseball talk.
Don't get me started, Sean.
Probably feel like I do as a Braves fan seeing Andrew Jones snubbed again.
I mean, Todd Helton's my favorite baseball player ever, so it sucks seeing him snubbed. Rockies players in general are disrespected always by the national media because of Coors Field, which is a severely overblown narrative.
Mm-hmm.
But with all that said, he was 11 votes off. He'll be in next year.
He'll get it next year.
Deservedly so.
To finish that comment from, what was it? Above the super chat from the Girls Club. The CU game will probably, the spring game will probably be broadcast on ESPN.
ESPN. Yep, I'll guess that.
I think we can assume that.
Yep.
I think that's it. Can you start taking callers? Live calls into the show?
We'll have to see.
We'll look into that. So yeah, there it is. Shorter show today. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back live at the Breck Farmhouse on Friday. Let's go Buffs.
Let's go Buffs.